Hi, hello, how are you? Sorry, I can't come to the phone right now. I've left you a little update. Have a listen.
Hello, is it me you're listening for?
It is, isn't it? You found me.
Oh,
here I am. It is Monday, the 25th of the March, nearly at the end of March, nearly Easter. Isn't it great? Easter is early this year, though. My birthday is towards the end of April. And usually, as I was growing up, Easter was around my birthday time. And over the years, the many, many, many years, Easter has become more and more towards the beginning of April. And this year, I mean, Good Friday is in March. Has that ever happened before? I don't know. Seems a bit weird to me. But yeah, so Good Friday, short week for everybody. Good Friday is March. And then we've got here Easter Saturday and Sunday and Easter Bank Holiday Monday. Another short week for everyone. So hooray all round. March is the month, well, and the beginning of April, that just keeps giving, isn't it? Fabulous. So I don't know what your plans are. Mine will probably include some sort of chocolate. I know we shouldn't, should we? But we will. We know we will. And Easter eggs, again, not the same as they used to be, are they? I don't like to harp on about the differences between now and bygone eras of Burke's youth, but they're very small now. Is that because we were very small and so they seemed bigger? I don't think it is. They're very expensive now for a smaller version. And they're probably even more full of shit that you shouldn't eat these days than they were 30 odd years ago. What do you reckon?
I reckon so.
So enjoy those, is what I'm saying. Enjoy your Easter eggs. Of course, you could have an Elfie snack, which... Oh, seriously, Joe, pull yourself together. I do this every bloody show. Honestly, get your teeth in. You could have an Elfie slack now I'm saying, an Elfie slack instead of a healthy snack. That's the common South East London coming out with me every now and then. So yeah, nice. Be Elfie, everyone. It's good for you, isn't it? What I was going to say is you could have a healthy Easter snack. Maybe you could fashion a carrot into the shape of an egg. Perhaps we could do that. I mean, or you could just choose a potato, which some of those already look a bit like an egg. But they're not so much fun, are they? So, yeah, there we go. I don't know why I'm going on about that. But yes, have a good Easter is what I'm saying. And, oh, I was just thinking, actually, you know, I do these little podcast chats, catch-ups, you know, just between you and me every Monday. It's Easter Bank Holiday Monday, and I don't know if I will have time to do it. Will I or won't I? Tune in and see. I don't know. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. I was thinking as well, what and how do people relax these days? How do I relax? I know it sounds like I've gone off at a tangent, but it sort of isn't because, you know, having a bank holiday, long weekend, it's like people are off on holidays and a bit of downtime, R&R, that kind of thing. So I was thinking, you know, what makes you relax and do you do it easily? I don't find it very easy to relax and switch off. In fact, you know, quite often people around me will go, oh, you just need to stop thinking, as if that's possible. It's not for me. I don't know whether other people just go, oh, okay, I will stop thinking now and life is bliss. I can't do that. I can't just stop thinking. My brain is a constant whir of ideas, concerns, worries, plans, all those things. But the places that I do find that it sort of, the whirring slows down immensely, I wouldn't say it absolutely stops, but it does slow it right down, is a couple of things. When I'm on the sofa with my hubby and my dog, that's one of my favourite relaxing places. I do feel like, oh, this is lovely. Life is good, which is a very simple thing, isn't it? The other thing is being near the sea. I do find being near the seaside very relaxing. And I have to say that to the point where I even feel, I quite often say to people that I wear my shoulders for earrings with the stress. As the more stressed I get, the more my shoulders come up to meet my earlobes. So I do always feel that when I hear and I'm by the sea, and if I'm paddling in the sea or I'm laying on a beach, but even if I can just hear the sea on a windy, not so nice day, I can feel my shoulders going down in the back and, you know, being some literal space between my earlobes and my shoulders. And I think the magical thing for me about the sea is it kind of breathes for you, doesn't it? You know, I was trying to pinpoint what it is about being close to the seaside that does it for me. And it, I mean, obviously when it's nice, it is the sun and everything else that goes along with being by the sea. But I think just in general terms, whatever the weather, the sound, it's the sound, isn't it, of breathing almost. And it's rhythmical and yeah, it just does your breathing for you, I suppose. So that's quite cool, isn't it? And I also often when I'm analysing why I like the seaside, as I don't know if people even do analyse why they like the seaside, maybe not, but I do. And one of the other things I thought about it is that it's a blank canvas every day, isn't it? So I know the countryside is lovely and relaxing, and I do like a walk in the country. In fact, I had one yesterday in Colchester with a very good friends of mine. But the thing with the countryside is, apart from seasonal changes, it's more or less the same the whole time. You know, the walks that you go on, if they're the same walks, will only change, you know, maybe 4 times a year. Whereas with the sea and a beach, it's different every time, isn't it? You don't know if the sea, or as I say, the beach is in. Instead of saying the tide's out, I go, the beach is in, like a weird child. Yeah, so the beach is either in or out, or if you like to say the sea is either in or out. You know, the waves are either non-existent and it's glass-like, or it's rough, or it's a mixture of the two. And for me, I feel like it's a bit like an, you know, the old-fashioned, some of you will know, I think they do new ones of them now, like an Etch-a-Sketch. It's a it's like an iPad, but, you know, really, really basic. I know that kids are going back to mobile phones that are really basic. So perhaps all the adults now will go back to computers that are really basic. And it will be basically that we will all have Etch-a-Sketches, which are not computers at all. They were just these weird things that had bits of, I don't know, iron filings, or I don't know what it was inside them. And you could basically draw. I've said the word basically far too much too. But anyway, so the sea and the beach feels like an Etch-a-Sketch to me, where, you know, it can be covered in people and buckets and spades and umbrellas and food and drink and fun, all sorts of things going on. And then the tide comes in and it starts again, and it fills up with a different set of people and things, dog walkers, whatever it might be, kite flyers, paragliders, paddle boarders, fishermen. It's just, you know, every minute of it is different. So I think that's what I like. So, you know, I don't know what your relaxation is. Oh, and the other one, which is trickier to get, is a steam room. I'm not a fan of a sauna. The dry, hot heat, no. And the dry, hot slats, even if you're sitting on a towel, the dry, hot slats of wood on your ass in a sauna doesn't do it for me. I don't like it. However, a steam room, very good. I do love a steam room. Very good for your voice, very good for your pores as well. I think it's not so good for your heart, maybe, because I think there's something on the door, doesn't it, that says, if you've got whatever problems, don't go in. But to be honest, that's always quite small, that sign. So I'm probably sure lots of people that have got problems that you shouldn't have a steam probably do steam. But then that's not a problem for us, is it? No, that's a problem for the people that own steam rooms in gyms. So there we go. So that's how I relax. And will I be doing any of those things at the weekend? Maybe. Definitely won't be in a steam room, I can assure you of that. But I may be by the seaside. I should think that will happen at some point. And I definitely will have the dog on my lap. And preferably the dog and not Phil. That's the way around, that it's easier and more comfortable. So I hope, you know, whatever you're going to do, whatever helps you relax, I hope you're going to get a couple of extra days of doing that this weekend. So that'll be nice for everyone. And actually, thinking about what makes you relax, what makes you really angry, you know, the opposite of me at a beach, relaxed or with the dog on my lap, is in a car. It's so bizarre, isn't it? There is so much anger around. You hardly have to do anything on the road now to provoke road rage. I mean, you know, again, years ago, you used to get so many examples of really horrific road rage. But now I think it's come to be like an every minute of the day, small scale, absolute ranting and swearing. And, you know, I do turn into, I don't know, who swears a lot? I can't think of someone off the top of my head that swears a lot. I just turn into the absolute opposite of who I am in the street. you know, if I bump into somebody or someone treads on my toe, I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. However, I don't know if you're the same, or if my backpack hits someone, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm so terribly sorry, I'm really sorry. And I'll joke and smile and laugh. And then when you sit down opposite them, you're all still smiling at each other. The same thing in a car. You know, you're not even bumped, not even when you've had an accident, even when you've just not given way. Or one of my pet hates, and probably yours, is if you have gone to the trouble of giving way when you possibly could have snuck through, that they don't even thank you. Ah, they don't even thank you. And it's not like we're asking for a handwritten note, you know, to be plastered on the side of the window as they go past. What are we asking for? All we're asking for is a thumbs up, a little flick of the wrist, a little nod of the head, even just a smile and the words mouth, thank you. It's not a lot, is it? Is what I'm saying. It's not a lot. And yet you do get those people that just drive past you without saying and acknowledging that you have done a very gracious thing. But also, how gracious is it? It's quite ungracious, isn't it, to do something and then expect thanks for it. But that's what we all do in cars. Well, that's what I do. I don't know, maybe I'm one of the only ones, but I definitely get very angry in cars and I get very tetchy and stressed. I hate motorway driving. Don't know if anyone... Well, I mean, people do enjoy it. You get people that go out for a drive. Maybe that's how you relax, when I was talking about the relaxing things. Because I did used to know several people that would, if they were stressed, would go, well, I'm going for a drive. But if I'm honest, I think I was always a bit suspicious that they weren't just going for a drive, that they were driving to somewhere to do something with someone. Do you think that? I don't know. I think it's because it doesn't commute. Commute? It doesn't commute. It's because I was talking about driving. Idiot, Joe, idiot. It doesn't compute in my head, because I hate driving, that anyone in their right mind, and especially if you were stressed, would go, oh, I'm going to get in the car and go for a drive. But then again, having said that, maybe that's because I've never had a nice car. I've always had secondhand, beaten up old cars. I think the newest car I've ever owned is like about 12 years old. So they've always had issues. So the thought of going for a drive would be fraught with, will I break down? Is my AA up to date? Whereas I suppose maybe the people that go, oh, I'm going for a drive, perhaps they've got like the top of the range car, you know, with the leather seats, seat warmers, you know, somewhere for your cup to sit in nicely that's not going to tip it all over you. Maybe they've got a radio that doesn't hiss and spit at you like a raging, pissed off cat. You know, maybe people have got cars that are nice to be in, basically, is what I'm saying. Maybe you're one of them. I'm not. So that's why I don't go for a drive for a relax, because frankly, that would just piss me off more. But as usual, and is my wont or want, I don't know which way around you say that, I've rambled again at you, haven't I? But, you know, you do ask for it, because, you know, you ring in and ask for these little catch-up messages from me. I hope somebody somewhere actually does enjoy these. I think actually people do, because when I didn't post one on Monday, I was late last week, and I didn't post it until Tuesday. What a day late, Joe Burke. How very dare you. I did have some people say, oh, for a moment, we thought you'd stop doing them. They didn't then qualify that with, we love them, to be honest, for, you know, for full transparency again. So maybe they were thinking, yes, she stopped. Excellent. But then people did listen to it, you see, because I can see, I can't see who's listening. And, you know, I don't know. Oh, Mrs. Jones in Wales listened. But I do get the numbers, so I know how many people have listened. So I do know that you are listening. So that's good, isn't it? And there must be a reason that you're listening. And seeing as it is just me, I suppose I am that reason. So perhaps I make you feel a bit more human. I don't know. That makes me sound like I think you're all inhumane or subhuman, which, you know, probably you are compared to me. No, of course not. What I'm saying is, you know, my life is just an ordinary life, and we all just bumble along, don't we? And what is nice sometimes is if you maybe have a bit of downtime to have a little listen of something that appreciates that, and you and your struggles, and that you can recognize some similar struggles. So that we all know the most important thing is we are not alone. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful Easter.